Divine Office. From ancient times, the Church has had the custom of celebrating each day the Liturgy of the Hours. In this way, the Church fulfills the Lord's precept to pray without ceasing, at once offering praise to God the Father and interceding for the salvation of the world. Sunday, Office of Readings. God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
This is our heavenly King. He comes with power and might to save the nations. Alleluia.
This is our heavenly King.
He comes with power and might to save the nations. Alleluia.
I will give you glory, O God, my King. I will bless your name forever.
This is our heavenly King. He comes with power and might to save the nations. Alleluia.
I will bless you day after day.
This is our heavenly King. He comes with power and might to save the nations. Alleluia.
Age to age shall proclaim your works, shall declare your mighty deeds, shall speak of your splendor and glory, tell the tale of your wonderful works.
This is our heavenly King. He comes with power and might to save the nations. Alleluia.
They will speak of your terrible deeds, recount your greatness and might. They will recall your abundant goodness. Age to age shall ring out your justice.
This is our heavenly King. He comes with power and might to save the nations. Alleluia.
The Lord is kind and full of compassion, slow to anger, abounding in love. How good is the Lord to all, compassionate to all his creatures.
This is our heavenly King. He comes with power and might to save the nations. Alleluia.
Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
This is our heavenly King. He comes with power and might to save the nations. Alleluia.
Daughter of Jerusalem, rejoice and be glad. Your King will come to you. Zion, do not fear. Your Savior hastens on his way.
Daughter of Jerusalem, rejoice and be glad. Your King will come to you. Zion, do not fear. Your Savior hastens on his way.
All your creatures shall thank you, O Lord, and your friends shall repeat their blessing. They shall speak of the glory of your reign and declare your might, O God. To make known to men your mighty deeds and the glorious splendor of your reign. Yours is an everlasting kingdom. Your rule lasts from age to age.
Daughter of Jerusalem, rejoice and be glad. Your King will come to you. Zion, do not fear. Your Savior hastens on his way.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Daughter of Jerusalem, rejoice and be glad. Your King will come to you. Zion, do not fear. Your Savior hastens on his way.
Let us cleanse our hearts for the coming of our great King, that we may be ready to welcome him. He is coming and will not delay.
Let us cleanse our hearts for the coming of our great King, that we may be ready to welcome him. He is coming and will not delay.
The Lord is faithful in all his words and loving in all his deeds. The Lord supports all who fall and raises all who are bowed down.
Let us cleanse our hearts for the coming of our great King, that we may be ready to welcome him. He is coming and will not delay.
The eyes of all creatures look to you, and you give them their food in due time. You open wide your hand, grant the desires of all who live.
Let us cleanse our hearts for the coming of our great King, that we may be ready to welcome him. He is coming and will not delay.
The Lord is just in all his ways and loving in all his deeds. He is close to all who call him, who call on him from their hearts.
Let us cleanse our hearts for the coming of our great King, that we may be ready to welcome him. He is coming and will not delay.
He grants the desires of those who fear him. He hears their cry and he saves them. The Lord protects all who love him, but the wicked he will utterly destroy.
Let us cleanse our hearts for the coming of our great King, that we may be ready to welcome him. He is coming and will not delay.
Let me speak the praise of the Lord. Let all mankind bless his holy name forever, for ages unending.
Let us cleanse our hearts for the coming of our great King, that we may be ready to welcome him. He is coming and will not delay.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Lord, be near to all who call upon you in truth, and increase the dedication of those who revere you. Hear their prayers and save them, that they may always love you and praise your holy name.
Let us cleanse our hearts for the coming of our great King, that we may be ready to welcome him. He is coming and will not delay.
The Lord proclaims his word to Jacob,
his laws and decrees to Israel.
From the book of the prophet Isaiah. Thus says the Lord to his anointed Cyrus, whose right hand I grasp, subduing nations before him and making kings run in his service, opening doors before him and leaving the gates unbarred. I will go before you and level the mountains. Bronze doors I will shatter and iron bars I will snap. I will give you treasures out of the darkness and riches that have been hidden away, that you may know that I am the Lord, the God of Israel, who calls you by your name. For the sake of Jacob my servant, of Israel my chosen one, I have called you by your name, giving you a title, though you knew me not. I am the Lord, and there is no other. There is no God besides me. It is I who arm you, though you knew me not, so that toward the rising and the setting of the sun, men may know that there is none besides me. I am the Lord. There is no other. I form the light and create the darkness. I make well-being and create woe. I, the Lord, do all these things. Let justice descend, O heavens, like dew from above. Like gentle rain, let the skies drop it down. Let the earth open and salvation bud forth. Let justice also spring up. I, the Lord, have created this. Woe to him who contends with his maker, a potsherd among potsherds of the earth. Dare the clay say to its molder, what are you doing? Or what do you make? What you are making has no hands. Woe to him who asks a father, what are you begetting? Or a woman, what are you giving birth to? Thus says the Lord, the Holy One of Israel, his maker. You question me about my children or prescribe the work of my hands for me? It was I who made the earth and created mankind upon it. It was my hands that stretched out the heavens. I gave the order to all their host. It was I who stirred up one for the triumph of justice. All his ways I make level. He shall rebuild my city and let my exiles go free without price or ransom, says the Lord of hosts. The word of the Lord.
Let the heavens drop down gentle showers. Let the clouds rain down the just one.
And let the earth bring forth a Savior.
Lord, send the Lamb, the ruler of the earth, from the rock in the desert to the mountain of the daughter of Zion.
And let the earth bring forth a Savior.
The second reading from a letter by St. Leo the Great, Pope. To speak of our Lord, the Son of the Blessed Virgin Mary, as true and perfect man is of no value to us if we do not believe that he is descended from the line of ancestors set out in the Gospel. Matthew's Gospel begins by setting out the genealogy of Jesus Christ, son of David, son of Abraham, and then traces his human descent by bringing his ancestral line down to his mother's husband, Joseph. On the other hand, Luke traces his parentage backwards, step by step, to the actual father of mankind, to show that both the first and the last Adam share the same nature. No doubt the Son of God in his omnipotence could have taught and sanctified men by appearing to them in a semblance of human form, as he did to the patriarchs and prophets when, for instance, he engaged in a wrestling contest or entered into conversation with them, or when he accepted their hospitality and even ate the food they set before him. But these appearances were only types, signs that mysteriously foretold the coming of one who would take a true human nature from the stock of the patriarchs who had gone before him. No mere figure, then, fulfilled the mystery of our reconciliation with God ordained from all eternity. The Holy Spirit had not yet come upon the Virgin, nor had the power of the Most High overshadowed her, so that within her spotless womb, wisdom might build itself a house and the Word become flesh. The divine nature and the nature of a servant were to be united in one person so that the Creator of time might be born in time, and he through whom all things were made might be brought forth in their midst. For unless the new man, by being made in the likeness of sinful humanity, had taken on himself the nature of our first parents, unless he had stooped to be one in substance with his mother while sharing the Father's substance, and being alone, free from sin, united our nature to his, the whole human race would still be held captive under the dominion of Satan. The conqueror's victory would have profited us nothing if the battle had been fought outside our human condition. But through this wonderful blending, the mystery of new birth shone upon us, so that through the same Spirit by whom Christ was conceived and brought forth, we too might be born again in a spiritual birth. And in consequence, the evangelist declares the faithful to have been born not of blood, nor of the desire of flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. Behold, the root of Jesse will come down to save the people. The nations will entreat him.
And his name will be held in reverence.
The Lord God will give him the throne of David, his father, and he will rule over the house of Jacob forever.
And his name will be held in reverence.
You are God, we praise you. You are the Lord, we acclaim you. You are the eternal Father. All creation worships you.
To you, all angels, all the powers of heaven, cherubim and seraphim, sing in endless praise. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory.
The glorious company of apostles praise you. The noble fellowship of prophets praise you. The white-robed army of martyrs praise you.
Throughout the world, the holy church acclaims you. Father of majesty unbounded, your true and only Son, worthy of all worship, and the Holy Spirit, advocate and guide.
You, Christ, are the King of glory, the eternal Son of the Father.
When you became man to set us free, you did not spurn the virgin's womb.
You overcame the sting of death and opened the kingdom of heaven to all believers.
You are seated at God's right hand in glory. We believe that you will come and be our judge.
Come then, Lord, and help your people, bought with the price of your own blood,
and bring us with your saints to glory everlasting.
Save your people, Lord, and bless your inheritance.
Govern and uphold
old and now and always.
Day by day we bless you.
We praise your name forever.
Keep us today, Lord, from all sin.
Have mercy on us, Lord, have mercy.
Lord, show us your love and mercy.
For we place our trust in you.
In you, Lord, is our hope.
And we shall never hope in vain.
Let us pray. O God, who see how your people faithfully await the feast of the Lord's Nativity, enable us, we pray, to attain the joys of so great a salvation and to celebrate them always with solemn worship and glad rejoicing. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.